Miller volunteer advisor Floyd Brown just held another press conference at the write-in count site where he made more suggestions of voter fraud and election irregularities. Yesterday, Brown suggested possible voter fraud and intimidation in Alaska's U.S. Senate race. However, he offered little in the way of evidence, giving one specific instance of possible voting irregularity, a sworn affidavit from a Republican poll watcher in Fairbanks. Rocky McDonald complained of an unsecure ballot box at the Tanana Valley Fairgrounds on Election Day. He also claimed the voting machine jammed several times and its counter malfunctioned for about an hour and a half. Brown presented three more sworn affidavits alleging impropriety on Election Day. And at the count site, where Joe Miller observers are now saying some ballots cast for Lisa Murkowski appear to be written in the same handwriting. Brown also continued to suggest that the number of write-in votes cast on Election Day don't match the number being counted in the room. Murkowski spokesman Kevin Sweeney says it's an ongoing process.
It's like saying that in the seventh inning of a baseball game, there have only been 21 outs. Where are the other six?
Floyd did not provide reporters with copies of the affidavits, but Miller spokesman Randy DeSoto said they'd be available in a press release later. Miller's campaign is suing the state, seeking access to election registers from more than 30 Alaska precincts to ensure there was no voter fraud or irregularities in those areas. The lawsuit filed today says the campaign wants to count and inspect signatures to ensure there was no possible fraud, mistake, irregularity, or inconsistencies.